Before we get moving any farther, is there anybody that's come since we made the primary initial introduction so that we can know who's here?
No.
Nobody yet left? They all came and left, okay. Should've got them on four on record. But the next thing we have on the agenda is the Client Assistance Program, otherwise known as CAP. And I don't know, Carol or Carlos, who's gonna?
No complaints, it's called.
No complaints?
No.
We still have the same ongoing.
Say that again?
We still have the same case that's ongoing, but no new ones.
Well, very good then, it's okay. Now, the next thing we have on the agenda is officer elections. And I'll just do a little overview in case somebody doesn't know what we're talking about. Every year at this time, the five of us here elect officers for the board. And the positions are chair, vice chair, and secretary. And I've been the chair here for several years. Kimberly is currently the vice chair, and Brent is the executive secretary. And, you know, the duties, I'll just tell them what I kinda do, then you can tell us what you do, and then Brent. As a chair, I oversee the proceedings of the meeting and kinda run the meetings, and I work closely with the vice chair as far as putting the agenda together, and just try to make sure we're heading in the right direction. And it's an interesting thing about being on a board like this is we only make decisions when we get together. We're not doing any backroom decision making or anything. That's not the way Nebraska open meeting law works, is we all have our independent lives, and then we get together and we make decisions when we have to, and just oversee what we try to be good advocates and consumers of and stakeholders of the Nebraska Commission for Blind and Visually Impaired. So that's really how I look at our jobs, is just to stay informed, be available, you know, ask questions when need be, and try to show up to the meetings, and that's about it. As vice chair, can you kinda tell us what you do, Kimberly?
So I can echo a lot of what Mark said, as far as like being informed and all of those things that we all are doing. But as vice chair, I am putting together the agenda for our meeting, kinda reaching out to all board members to see if there's anything additional, reaching out to Carlos and Kathy, and just making sure that we have everything we need in place for the agenda. And then basically facilitating meetings if Mark is unable, or the chair is unable to be at the meeting.
And I guess one thing is, we do a thing in a cyclical nature. Like what we're gonna do next year at this time is kinda like a repeat of what we're doing this time. Mm-hmm. Because we have business that we have to do on an annual basis. So probably the first thing you do is you grab the agenda from a year ago.
Exactly, yeah.
And so that's pretty straightforward, and then unless there's something else you wanna add to the agenda. So how about you, Brent? Do you wanna tell people what you're doing?
Well, along with the keeping informed and attending meetings and whatnot that both of you already said, a big part of what I do as the executive secretary is I take notes regarding the meeting, particularly regarding any motions. And then we have a document that I update once the agenda comes out. Sorry, I skipped a step. Once the agenda comes, the minutes come out, I go through and verify that who, you know, was put down for making what motion and seconding what motion is what I had, and then so that to try and ensure accuracy in that regard. And then also I have a document that we update for various purposes to which I include those motions and who did what and so on, and what the result was and so on and so forth. And then I send that to the chair, vice chair, and Kathy.
Okay. And you'd be glad to help in the next...
Of course.
Absolutely.
It's pretty easy.
Yeah, so. It's pretty self-explanatory, too. But very good. Well, I've been chair for a couple of years, and the board has had kind of a tradition that the chair should step aside or down before they get off the board. And I have one more year, and my two predecessors as chair, they declined to serve the last year of eligibility so that they could just be a resource to help the next chair. And I think that's a good strategy, so I really have no interest in being a chair anymore. I'm very content to let these able-bodied people take more responsibility, and I'll be there to encourage them in any way I can and support them. So with that, we need to, this board needs to decide who we want for chair, vice chair, and executive secretary. So I'm gonna throw out a suggestion for the next executive, or the next chair, and that would be Brent. I think Brent is will be the next senior most person on the board. He's got some good experience and a good attitude, and I'd like to nominate Brent to be the chair on this board. And then we need a second.
I'll second that.
And then we need to do a roll call vote. And you know, we are a board of individuals, and this has not been predetermined, so whatever the board's will and whatever they decide is what we decide. So so we have a motion and a second to name Brent as the chair on this board. Roll call vote. Cheryl?
Aye.
Kimberly?
Yes.
Mark says aye, yes. And then Linda?
Aye.
And then Brent?
Aye.
Congratulations, Brent. I know you'll do well. Next we have the vice chair position, and I'll entertain a motion for someone to serve as vice chair.
I would move that Cheryl Livingston serve as vice chair.
Very good.
Second.
I wholeheartedly endorse that. Cheryl, would you accept that nomination?
Yes, I would.
Very good. Okay, we'll do a roll call vote. All those in favor of naming chair vice chair, Cheryl, are you with
me? Yes.
Okay, Kimberly?
Yes.
Mark says yes. Linda?
Yes.
And Brent?
Yes.
Okay, then the last officer position is the executive secretary. And I'm going to go ahead and nominate Linda. I think she'd do a great job.
Second.
Second, okay. Ready for a vote? Cheryl?
Yes.
Kim?
Yes.
Mark says yes. Linda?
Yes.
And then Brent?
Yep.
Very good. Well, I'm not going anywhere. I'll still be around, but it's been a real pleasure being the chair of this committee. It's easy when you have people like these guys that are committed, and I want to just, I think it's bittersweet that we're going to lose Kim as vice chair. The only thing that makes it palatable is knowing that you're moving on to a position that will help the commission. And we want good people to be on staff, and I know you'll be a good people. And so that'll make it tolerable there, palatable, that you won't be serving anymore. But I know since she's an NFBU designee that I know and expect that the NFB is going to nominate someone else that will do a good job, and hopefully that will be in place for our next meeting. So how about just a round of appreciation for Kimberly?
Thank you.
Thank you. agenda, we have public comment. Anybody got any public comment? Anybody got any public comment? Wow, we're getting back on schedule.
Hey, Mark, I guess I will say something after all.
Oh, okay, there you go, Jim.
Yeah,
all right.
I can't come and keep my mouth.
Yeah, that's all right, Jim. Please share your public comment.
Yeah, first of all, I want to publicly acknowledge Mark and the work that you've done as chair on the board. I know that at one time I would have liked to have been chair when I was ACB designee, but I knew I probably wouldn't have done as good a job as you've done, so good job with that. Second of all,
I'll pay you later.
The other thing I give the board some history on, as far as how the vice chair got tapped to do the agenda. That was something when Julie was chair and I was vice chair that I just did because it wasn't getting done. And Julie seemed impressed with, you know, having something else taken off her plate. And I think that's how that whole tradition got started. I just, you know, did it, and I think they've just been going down that road ever since. And I think it's good to have the vice chair involved in mm-hmm. helping put the agenda together, just in case that individual is elevated to the chairmanship.
Yeah.
Third, one thing that was omitted earlier regarding Carlos's report at the Older Blind Conference in Kearney. I will suggest that Mark and I will be there at the end of August. And I did fill out the information for Aaron, so we have a booth for ACB. All I have to do now is reserve the room. And lastly, Brett, I know that there are times when you are not here because you're working for meetings and all of that. One of the things now as chair I would try to suggest to you to consider, that you know when the meetings are in advance. If at all possible, try to be here because taking chair, you know, is a responsibility, not saying you can't do it. Shouldn't be able to do it. But my concern personally is sometimes you aren't here, and if you're chair, I think you do need to try to be here as often as possible. So that's all I have, guys.
Okay, well, very good. Thank you for sharing your comments. And I'm going to just be a historian here for a second. We haven't always, when I say we, the Nebraska Commission for Blind and Vision Impaired, has not always had a commission board. And what we have today is kind of a work in progress. And over the years, it's just kind of gotten to where it is today. I've been coming to these meetings, you know, as a public for probably 15 years. And I was reminded of somebody that we used to have meetings that went till like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but.
That was a good day.
And those were the contentious days, and I think we've kind of we've got a good format that works. I think the communications, you know, is there. We truly are a consumer-driven organization, so that we don't have to just wait to be heard every quarter. If there's issues, let's communicate them and get them done. So I think that's one thing that. The longer that we are a commission board, I think the more integral we are into the consumer-driven organization, and it's more of a partnership than anything. So, good luck to you, Brent. I'm sure you'll do good, and Cheryl as vice chair, and Linda as executive secretary. So, any other public comments? All right, then we have final announcements. Linda, where is the next commission board going to be?
Omaha.
Omaha, and it's a date? Not Linda, Kathy. You brought it up. I was seeing if you listened or not. Okay, Kathy.
The next meeting will be on November 5th in Omaha. And the focus topic is Radio Talking Book.
Radio Talking Book, very good. Any other final announcements? Can you remind us, those that are staying for the banquet, what's involved? We just have to go next door.
Just go next door. If anybody has a parking ticket that you got when you entered the garage, bring it to the table where you get your banquet tickets, and they'll validate it, so the parking will be paid. I guess that's about it.
All right. Well, very good. I'd like to thank all those who worked on the focus topic regarding transition. And I'd like to thank the staff that came here and spent the morning with us. And thank the public for being here as well. So with that, we'll consider this meeting adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.